And you mentioned also the TC, docetaxel cyclophosphamide study, which to me is one of the most interesting things that's happened in the last few years in breast cancer. Before we kind of get into this issue of adding trastuzumab to it, can you talk a little bit about that study and how it evolved and played out?
So Dr. Steve Jones was a member of U.S. Oncology who had actually put together, believe it or not, the very first combination of doxorubicin and Cytoxan, quote-unquote, the Jones AC, which was a little bit lower dose. And thereafter, MD Anderson incorporated the anthracycline-based regimen. And when he was at U.S. Oncology, he also became very impressed with the activity of Taxotere and, based on some studies showing superiority to anthracycline, thought that this would be a reasonable combination, the docetaxel at a good dose of 75 milligram per meter squared with the same dose of cyclophosphamide, 600 milligram per meter squared, and to run a head-to-head combination with the standard AC. And again, this was a very straightforward, simple idea, embraced by the community, many of whom have concerns about the anthracycline. Also, we often put in a central line for the anthracycline. This didn't require that. So it was very promptly embraced. But at that point, of course, we had not been running these huge adjuvant trials. Again, our organization has matured like many others. And when the study took legs, we realized that if we wanted to have some statistical benefit, that it would require larger numbers. The study was amended. We had a larger number of patients, about 1,000. And finally now, we have seen there was not only a better outcome, but if we looked at every single subset, there was benefit in every single subset. Now, admittedly, these are ex facto. These were not pre-planned analyses. But again, always looking, doing the autopsy, where could we have failed patients by not giving the anthracycline? And of course, right now, one thing that comes immediately to mind is, gosh, what is the HER2 status of those patients? And
do we know that?
I think that analysis is ongoing. However, at the time that this trial was done, HER2 was not a routine parameter that we evaluated because it was in the 90s when this trial was done, 95. So I think we're looking back at that.
Of course, the key thing, or one of the key things that was looked at, and the paper was just published, was ER. And there's been this debate about ER-positive tumors, but at least in terms of the TC, that advantage over AC looked the same with ER-positive to me. Is that the way you saw
it? Yes, yes. There does not appear to be any subset that doesn't benefit.
Can you talk a little bit more about the efficacy data? I mean, to me, it looks like the disease-free survival is clearly better with the TC. Overall survival is better. I guess it wasn't statistically significant, but still, I think, relative reduction in 24% or something in that range. People have said, quote, well, this is only one study. How do you look at these efficacy data?
Well, first, we have to look at the study. Yes, it is one study, and it was a small study by adjuvant standards. However, it's not inconsistent with the data in the literature suggesting that docetaxel is superior to anthracyclines when they've run head-to-head studies in the metastatic setting. I don't have any problems with this study. It is a reasonably sized study, and the dose intensity was reasonably maintained. I think docetaxel is a very effective drug.